I think I'd love to, said Vespa. I'll tidy up while you put your winnings away. I'll meet you in the entrance hall.
What about you, Felix? Bond hoped he could be alone with Vespa. Leiter looked at him and read his mind. I'd rather take a little rest before breakfast, he said. It's been quite a day, and I expect Paris will want me to do a bit of mopping up tomorrow. There are several loose ends you won't have to worry about. I shall. I'll walk over to the hotel with you. Might as well convoy the treasure ship right into port. They strolled over through the shadows cast by the full moon. Both had their hands on their guns. It was 3 o'clock in the morning, but there were several people about, and the courtyard of the casino was still lined with motor cars. The short walk was uneventful. At the hotel, Leiter insisted on accompanying Bond to his room. It was as Bond had left it 6 hours before. No reception committee, observed Leiter, but I wouldn't put it past them to try a last throw. Do you think I ought to stay up and keep you two company? You get your sleep, said Bond. Don't worry about us. They won't be interested in me without the money, and I've got an idea for looking after that. Thanks for all you've done. I hope we get on a job again one day. Suits me, said Leiter. So long as you can draw a 9 when it's needed, and bring Vespa along with you, he added dryly. He went out and closed the door. Bond turned back to the friendliness of his room. After the crowded arena of the big table and the nervous strain of the 3 hours' play, he was glad to be alone for a moment, and be welcomed by his pajamas on the bed and his hairbrushes on the dressing table. He went into the bathroom and dashed cold water over his face and gargled with a sharp mouthwash. He felt the bruises on the back of his head and on his right shoulder. He reflected cheerfully how narrowly he had twice that day escaped being murdered. Would he have to sit up all that night and wait for them to come again? Or was Le Chiffre even now on his way to Havre or Bordeaux to pick up a boat for some corner of the world where he could escape the eyes and the guns of Smash? Bond shrugged his shoulders. Sufficient unto that day had been its evil. He gazed for a moment into the mirror and wondered about Vespa's morals. He wanted her cold and arrogant body. He wanted to see tears and desire in her remote blue eyes and to take the ropes of her black hair in his hands and bend her long body back under his. Bond's eyes narrowed and his face in the mirror looked back at him with hunger. He turned away and took out his pocket the check for 40 million francs. He folded this very small. Then he opened the door and looked up and down the corridor. He left the door wide open, and with his ears cocked for footsteps or the sound of the lift, he set to work with a small screwdriver. 5 minutes later he gave a last-minute survey to his handiwork, put some fresh cigarettes in his case, closed and locked the door, and went off down the corridor and across the hall and out into the moonlight.
This book is continued on Disc 3.